A Burmese constitutional referendum scheduled for today is going ahead, despite the UN's fear the death toll in the country could reach 100,000 people after a cyclone last week. The United Nations said 1.5 million people are in need of shelter, water, and food, but there are no aid groups and there has been no major distribution of emergency relief. We spoke to the regional director of the International Rescue Committee, Greg Peck, who told us more about the situation on the ground.
Well, the situation right now is quite dire. We have every day the numbers go up of the estimated numbers of survivors and citizens who've been affected, severely affected by the cyclone. In the Yangon area alone, we're estimating that 1 million people have been severely impacted. In the Irrawaddy Delta region, we're estimating 2.5 million people, if not more, have been severely impacted. And this is in an unprecedented situation. In the 75 years that the International Rescue Committee has been providing relief, we've never been a week after the disaster stuck outside of the disaster zone, unable to gain access. So what we're very, very worried about right now is what we're calling the second disaster, and it's one that could be stopped and prevented. And people are now going to start dying as a result of waterborne diseases and from starvation. And so we have to have access granted to our workers. We have to be able to bring in our supplies into the country and to be moving them down into the impacted areas. Otherwise, the numbers of people who will die as a result of the cyclone and the aftermath will be numbers that at this point we can't even imagine.